This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, October 24th. God's word for you today is the link. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, and it says, "The spirit of man, that factor in human personality, which proceeds immediately from God, is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts." Man's spirit, the part of man that is made in the image of God, is actually limitless. So why am I so limited? Why don't I overcome challenges and barriers? It is because your spirit has not been trained, and because your spirit has not been in tune with the spirit of the Creator. And that is usually what causes the chasm. So, sometimes God allows you to go through trials that train your spirit. In addition, the trials drive you to your knees. Then you begin to train your spirit. Then it drives you to the Word of God. Your spirit starts getting nourished, and you become increasingly limitless. So, it is actually an aberration to be a God-fearing child of God and to live a life of mediocrity. It is a complete aberration. In fact, it is actually a miracle. And people perform this miracle every day. They are saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and they are confused all their lives. So, how is that even possible? And guess what? They do not have a fake spirit. It is not that they are not saved, because they are actually saved and filled with God, but they are living under the yoke of Satan. It is a miracle. Why? If you know how awesome God is and how limitless you are, then you will see that it is actually more difficult to stay down. When you come in contact with the spirit of life, it is more difficult to stay down. It is easier to stay liberated, because that is the true state of the human spirit. The first time that I would speak about being limitless, I had people over at the house, and it took a while before they left. Finally, I was able to sit down and put my thoughts together. Long story short, from that night till the next morning, when I had to stand and teach, I did not get a wink of sleep. Why? The content just kept expanding and expanding. So I began to pray, like I am praying for you now, that God will truly give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Do you know that this thing called Christianity is so unbelievably powerful? God actually intends for you and I to operate the way he has designed us to operate. And the link is the human spirit. You are not just your body. If the summation of your physical experiences is wake up, go to work, eat, play sports, and sleep, then you are living a limited life. You must begin to create time for the expansion of your engagement with the spirit world. You must create time so that you do not become someone that is filled with God and in penury. That is a misnomer. It is a misnomer to be filled with God and be perpetually confused. We will have to deal with different stages of confusion, but you cannot stay perpetually confused. It is not allowed. Let us pray. Father, light my candle with fresh fire, limitless fire, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.